on the line right now is a friend of the show. Seems like every time there's a little bit of drama with the Steelers, we bring her on to spin the wheel of drama. And to help us do that, it's our good friend Jamie Baker, WTOV in the Wheeling, Steubenville area. But she's a Pittsburgh girl, so we love her. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Josh. Thanks for having me on.
Jamie, it's always good to discuss some drama with you. Let's start at the top of the list, shall we? Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, go.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you even start? I mean, where do you even start?
You got to spin an Antonio Brown wheel.
I was going to say, it's been such a disaster over the last month and a half. I mean, over the last 8 months, really. But, you know, there's all of this stuff. But when you get a report that comes out that there's an actual police report that he physically shoved his first baby mama to the point where she had scrapes on her elbows over money for a haircut.
Wow.
I mean, what is he thinking? What is going on there? Like, I know we have said it a few times, but I think at this point you have to start to worry about the man's brain, truly. Because this is the Antonio Brown this team has known since he was drafted up until this past June was the guy with the megawatt smile, business is booming, call God. And ever since June, there's been something off. I don't know if you remember when he went on that weird Twitter and Instagram rampage where he had all those weird tweets, and then he called out his current girlfriend for not being around.
Yep.
And it seems like ever since then, he went from being just unhappy about something to being out of control.
You're not wrong. You can almost kind of read the tea leaves and kind of connect the dots as to when the breaking point occurred or when things started to fray a bit. It's not that crazy to say, wait a minute, this is when things really started to go off the deep end here.
Well, then you have to start worrying, you know, if we are where we are now, the man, from what I've heard, still has not talked to, you know, he's talked to James Harrison, obviously, probably some other players, but still has not contacted either of his bosses, but yet is constantly on social media, constantly posting photos or videos of himself wherever he is, like showing the view and literally see a man taking pictures of his every move in the background. So it's not like he's real busy or he's not on the phone. You know, he's doing all this, and you have to start to wonder, even if the Steelers keep him next year, is this going to be one of those situations where he just disappears off the face of the earth for 2 weeks, nobody hears from him, and then comes back in and everything's supposed to be fine? You know, this is, at this point, such a liability. I understand he is probably one of the best wide receivers of my time, but to have all this, you look at some of these other wide receivers in the past, Jerry Rice wasn't doing this stuff, you know what I mean? So it's mind-boggling. I've tried to think of what could be wrong, but all I keep coming back to, you have to worry about these hits he's taken to the head and what it has done to his actual brain and then the people he surrounds himself with that encourage it.
Do you see him on this roster next season?
No, I don't know. I really don't. I have gone back and forth about it. At first, I thought he'd be, you know, if you can get a good return for him, go ahead and trade him to, you know, go play for San Francisco and see if business is still booming then. But I think this last report from the last week makes him a lot less of a grab to a handful of teams in the NFL. You know, and at some point, you know, if he's a great player, it probably doesn't matter to GMs. I think we've had this conversation about Le'Veon Bell where it's like, yeah, he's really good, but is he worth the drama? And he will be to somebody. But, you know, I think you have to see all the stuff he's doing. He won't listen to his coaches, obviously. That's come out. You've heard from stuff in the locker room. If you're starting to put together a team that has a good chemistry, do you really want to add something like that into it? Because that could just rock a locker room. So I don't know. I truly, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if he walks in and says, Mr. Rooney, I'm sorry. And everybody's like, you know, it's okay, Antonio. Just keep, you know, producing those 1,500-yard seasons and it'll be fine. But, you know, I think this latest report really puts a huge black eye on him, to say.
I'm glad you brought up Le'Veon Bell, because I want to get to his tweet from yesterday. It's just a great feeling when you're appreciated, isn't it? With an eyeball emoji. Where are you in this one, especially with the talk of a possible transition tag with the effort to maybe move him for compensation?
Maybe he met some people who actually like his rap songs. That was actually my first thought. I was like, oh, somebody probably tried to be a good rapper.
It's not even about the rhymes with me as much as the mixing and mastering. Whoever does this mixing and mastering, man, they need lessons, because, wow. But that's just me. Sorry.
He needs another person to say, like, this friends that are telling you this is good, they're wrong. They're lying to you. The whole transition tag, I've been trying to... That is all very confusing. I'm very confused by the whole thing. Now, I mean, there's a chance he could get less money than the $14 million he would have made last year, which seems like this would have made the whole skipping a season all for naught. I don't think he'll play for the Steelers. I think eventually he will make money, but this is such a bizarre situation. I mean, you know, it's never happened before. So it says, like, what in it? It says you can make 150% of what you made the season before, correct? Something along those lines. We made $0 last year. So how does that work out? And I think there was a column somewhere that kind of explained it. But this whole thing is, I understand what the Steelers would be doing there, because it could, I think they could get a better return doing it if they go to trade him. But yeah, at this point, I actually, Antonio Brown had kind of made me forget about Le'Veon Bell, because Lev's been pretty quiet lately compared to AB. But yeah, I don't see him playing on the Steelers next year. But hey, if Antonio Brown's gone, maybe he got some money.
We will get more into that discussion in about an hour with Mark Cabali from The Athletic. He wrote about that in the past week, so we'll discuss that more with him. In the meantime, Jamie, always good to talk to you. Always good to spin the wheel of drama. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Josh.
Jamie Baker, spinning the Steelers wheel of drama. We always say, you want to do it one more time for the last time? And she's like, absolutely.